are cognizant that the people of the African and the Caribbean diaspora, of which we are all sons and daughters of Africa, have been praying and laboring and have been giving sacrificially to ensure that President Barack Obama is reelected, because he is one of us and he is a son of Africa. We are also cognizant of the hard work that President Obama has done in spite of much opposition. And so we are happy that God has answered our prayers and our labor has not been in vain to see that he has been reelected. And we also see it as an opportunity to form what we call the African Caribbean Caucus.
What will be the purpose of this African Caribbean Caucus?
As you might have known, here in the United States, it is very important to have, as they say, a foot in the door or to be at the table of decision. In this country, we have the Hispanic Caucus that represents the political, the welfare, the different interests of the Hispanic community. And there is what you call the Black Caucus. However, as a diaspora, we are not at the table. And so the main reason why we are having this event is to collaborate with all our stakeholders to form this caucus to advance the interests and the socioeconomic realities of our people. The caucus is really a group that will represent Africans, all members of the diaspora, represent our interests before the United States government, at the White House, before the Senate, to have political action committees that advocate for the advancements of our people and our interests in this country.
Who is going to be at this African Caribbean inaugural ball? And I understand also that you are going to be honoring certain people?
Yes. We have extended invitations to all our African and Caribbean embassies. We also have on our list of honorees Michael Blake, who is President Obama's right-hand man, and we want to identify the outstanding work that he has done for corporate America. We also want to recognize Congresswoman Yvette Clark, who has been advocating for immigration reform and has been doing very outstanding work here in the diaspora and in particular in the New York region. We want to recognize Congresswoman Barbara Lee and Donna Christie. And these are persons who have assisted in Congress to legislate for what we call Caribbean American Month, which we celebrate in June.